Good morning. Hi, this is Doug. Hope you've had a wonderful Easter break. And I know we took off both Good Friday and also the day after Easter. But today is Tuesday, and I'm glad you've come along with me. And of course, I never want to do an episode on April Fool's Day. So I don't want any accusations of trying to lead you astray, that's for sure. Anyhow, so we're going to pick up today with James chapter 3. We finished up with chapter 2 last week on last Wednesday, so we're going to read one verse today out of James chapter 3 and it's verse 1. So if you have your copy of God's Word, join with me in James chapter 3, verse 1. Not many of you should become teachers, my brothers, for you know that we who teach will be judged with greater strictness. And we'll stop right there. We have a tendency, especially in our small groups or small circles, when we talk about those who teach have a greater responsibility and will be judged more strictly because we are either leading people in the right way or leading people astray. And we should take every word that we say to be correct and to be instructful and insightful, and that it's helping believers achieve what God has called them to do. All right, but let's kind of get context here because I don't think that we, in many cases, fully understand the context of this verse. James starts out, and in many of the translations, most of them will begin with my brothers, ... And the one that I'm reading, my brothers, is not the first part of the verse, but the middle part of the verse. But again, the fact that he says my brothers is changing the topic. He has a new idea that he wants to discuss, and so here we are. So James is talking about teachers, okay? And so a lot of the Jewish Christians wanted to teach, and they wanted the rank and the admiration that were given to the rabbis of the day. They would look at the rabbis and they would look at how that they were put upon a pedestal in many cases. And a lot of the Christians, the new Christians of that day, as we can see in some additional writings, wanted that that reflection of authority. And it's a lot like what we have today. I know you don't know if you've been, especially in the smaller churches, you have somebody that wants to get up and testify about something. They want to get up and teach about something. They want to get up and maybe even preach about something. And sometimes when it happens completely out of the blue, I'm sitting in the back of the congregation thinking, oh no, what's somebody going to say? Never can control open mic, but here we are. So what happened typically in the New Testament church, in the early church, when you would have a synagogue meeting with the church family involved, there was more latitude to allow somebody to get up and teach or to get up and speak. And that's kind of what was going on in this particular area. The Apostle Paul, we see that's how he typically addressed the church or Christian believers, is from the synagogue. He would get up and tell the truths and the spiritual ramifications of things. All right, so people, apparently, the way that we can see it, is that they were getting up very anxious, and they wanted to speak up, and they wanted to show what they knew. And we not only see that here, but we also see that detailed in John chapter 3 and John chapter 9 as well. Teaching has to be done. It's a part of the idea of the meeting of the New Testament church, that we teach each other, we help each other through difficulties and struggles, but you had to have that idea of teaching. But if you teach, understand you have a responsibility. According to Scripture, according to what we've read today, those who teach will be judged more strictly. Why is it greater? Why do you have a greater condemnation? Because having professed to have a clear knowledge of what God's Word says and the Spirit leading, you must also obey it. So you have to prove that you know what you know, and you have to live like the words that you say. Think on these things, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow. God bless. Bye-bye.